Good morning.
Wake up.
You're on iMornings.
With Cobra Duna.
Breakfast rolled.
All the crack crammed into one bite.
How's it going? It's Cooper and Duna. Welcome along to our podcast. If it's the first time that you've downloaded our podcast or maybe even streamed it, thank you so much. There's loads of episodes for you to get through, and we put them up every single day. And there's little short bits as well if you can't put up the whole show.
So you want the little bites, mini bites.
Yeah.
Like a mini fry.
Oh yeah. Nice, yeah. This time in the morning. Mm-hmm. Or whatever time you listen to your podcast. Remember to hit subscribe and follow so you get notifications of when you actually get a podcast. One thing we spoke about on the show today was a particular type of ice cream.
Oh, yeah, the ice cream, the breast milk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie to you, I was confused. I thought it was actually ice cream made of breast milk, not breast milk flavoured ice cream.
And you were all about it. It was all about it. Oh, yeah, all for it.
Hook it to my veins.
Tuna. Mm-hmm. Ice cream. You scream. We all scream for
ice cream.
Boobies.
What? Boobies. What have you done? What are you talking about?
I'm talking about breast milk flavored ice cream, which is now available in America.
What? Come again.
Let me try that again. You ready?
Yeah.
Breast milk flavored ice cream is now available in America. Frida and Oddfellows, a small ice cream company based in New York, have collaborated to sell breast milk flavored ice cream.
You know, breast milk is a superfood.
Go on.
It is the ultimate artisan superfood, if you think about it.
The ultimate artisan superfood, right.
Yeah, I mean, everyone says breast is best, so...
I agree.
So some people might have a penchant for... Especially if you're brought up in breast milk, do you know what I mean? Were you on the teat?
I think so.
Okay, well, so you've tasted breast milk.
Oh my God, I have!
Yeah, and also, like, you know... Lisa breastfed, didn't she?
Yeah.
So if she was pumping, I'm sure you might have, you had a little, I'm sure you had a taste. It's just normal.
I think I might have. I think maybe by accident, it might have, you know, when you're preparing it and it squirts and it gets on your face. And
it's yeah, and you're just like.
Have you tasted it?
No, I haven't tasted it.
Do it.
I'm not tasting, no.
Why not? Do you think it's all right for me to just go... Well, the thing is like I much prefer that than cow milk anyway.
Yeah, because you were lactose intolerant.
Yeah.
Okay, well, you were... right, you were definitely on the breast then.
Was I?
Oh, I'd say so.
Is that a theory?
I think you came off it when you were 5.
I think my mother would argue with you there. I think I was 15. Well, here's the thing, though. Would you divulge into this artisan breast milk ice cream? Because it is available. It's in America.
Well, does it contain actual breast milk? Obviously, it doesn't.
Yeah.
But if I were to describe what I think it would taste like, can I have the music, please?
Yes, of course you can.
Breast milk tastes like the love child of melted vanilla ice cream and warm coconut water with a little sliver of honey. Sweet and creamy, like nature's own gourmet milkshake, served at body temperature. Some say it has a marshmallow softness. Others say it's like a secret latte made by a barista who loves you. It's comfort, and it comes in a beautiful package.
It certainly does. Can I throw some caramel sauce and sprinkles on it as well?
You're on iMornings.
With Cobra Duna.
Breakfast rolled.
All the crack crammed into one bite.
So there you go. You either want it or you don't want it. Breast milk flavoured ice cream. And as I said earlier on, I got very confused. I thought it was actually ice cream made from breast milk.
Yeah, but I mean, you would be a fan of both, because you're a fan of the boob, you're a fan of the teat. You have been since you were a baby.
Yeah.
On your mom's boob till, what was it, 15 years of age? All the signs of it as well. A fine, healthy man. You know what I mean?
What is wrong with you?
You said that you were on the boob until you were 15.
I was joking.
I'm joking too. But seriously though, I mean, if you think about it, is there a market for this kind of thing? Do you know what I mean? If women are pumping anyway...
Right. By the way, Una's just grabbed her breasts while she did that.
Is this it? Is this a HR thing?
So if women are pumping, would they pump an extra little bit, turn it into ice cream? It could be an artisan organic food. I mean, there's so many nutrients in it. I think this is one of our nixers that we need to investigate.
What's this wee pale face?
What's this wee, yeah.
Stop grabbing your
boobs. Sorry. Yeah. So I don't know if there's any women who are breastfeeding and they think this is something they'll be interested in. Just let us know. We can come together and have us our own organic breast milk ice cream company. No, just think of a name for it now. Boobalicious.
There you go. Here's Scally Sally from the show today.
Donal Scally in Scally Sally as I live and breathe. How are you?
I am good. How are you doing?
Good,
you all right?
Yeah, what are you saying?
Today I am asking, according to a study, 77% of men say they're in desperate need of this. What is this?
A man shed.
Oh, yeah, to stop having a man room. You can just put everything in the shed.
Yeah, one of those...
No, it's where they go to hide.
Yeah.
That's also
so
true.
It's got your gaming console, it's got a pool table, it's got a dartboard, maybe an air hockey, and then a home cinema. And
oh, it's less of your tool shed anymore.
Oh!
Yeah, it's a proper man cave, you mean, yeah.
Yeah. Like, the tools are kept in a bag under the stairs or something. Like, because you've used it to, you know, build your man shed. Do you know what I mean? Build your man shed.
Do you have a man shed?
Yeah.
Of course you do.
Yeah.
No, it's not a man shed. It's a pretty good guess, though.
Can I hear it again, please?
Yes, 77% of men say they're in desperate need of this. What is this?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Going to a male strip club?
No. Yeah. Actually, no, I'm changing my answer. Is it 77% of men are in dire need of a colonic irrigation?
Oh, wow. One extreme to the other. Colonic irrigation. Oh, wow.
What?
How did we get here?
But it's good, really good for the gut.
It's empowering.
And it is empowering if you take your gut health all in right. your own hands.
Can we just be very clear
here?
Because the
access between the gut and the brain.
Any qualifications to say that it's good for your health, getting chronic.
A chronic irrigation.
Yeah.
But it cleans out your system, all the parasites and everything come out. You could do it one.
You're a parasite.
Your first guess, when are we not in need? Your second guess, no, I don't say there's a desperate need for that, no.
Okay, we need some actual proper guesses. None of your filth over there.
I'm
not
wrong with a colonic irrigation.
Tubes up your backside. 087-1102-107. What are you saying? What is the answer to this question?
77% of men say they're in desperate need of this. What is it?
Donal Scally.
I'm asking. 77% of men say they're in desperate need of this. What is this?
Helen says that is it a desperate need of some cop on?
Oh.
She wouldn't be far wrong, but she's not right with the guesses.
Oh, poor Helen. All right.
Good morning, lads. Soup here in Galway. By any chance, is it a good scene to
soup? Whatever do you mean?
Is it telling off from the mama?
Yeah,
it's definitely a telling off.
Yeah. No, it's not the answer, Soup. Good guess.
All right.
Morning. It's Ricky here in Sligo.
Okay.
Would the answer to Scally's Alley be 77% of men in desperate need of a haircut?
Desperate need of a haircut.
That could be true.
I am sick to death to cutting what's left of my head.
Why don't you just let it grow?
Because my head is fat enough, and then when my hair grows out, it grows out in different angles
areas,
and stuff,
yeah.
And I look ridiculous.
You don't know that.
Oh, no, I do. My barber told me.
Oh. I mean, you can use a hair straightener.
Come on, your head is fat. You need to get your hair cut at least once a week.
Once a week?
It's every week and a half, yeah.
That's how he gets more money
out. That's how he gets more money, exactly.
That's why he told me not to shave, and he says, no, you look stupid. I make him sound like he's Italian. He's not. He's Turkish.
It's not a haircut, though.
All right, okay. One more guess.
Well, lads, not sure what the percentage was. It's 77%. I don't know, but Shania.
Yeah.
I'd say what it is a bag of O'Donnell's cheese and onion crisps.
Oh, lads.
I'm bloody starving this morning.
Well, grab yourself a bag of crisps, though.
Yeah.
Oh, those cheese and onion bad boys, just like, the crunchiness, the beauty. Is it too early to have crisps?
No, it's never too early to have Christmas.
Is that the answer?
No, it's not crisps. Oh. No. Someone has just messaged said in need of a hug. That's a good guess.
Oh. Yeah.
It's not the answer.
Get over yourselves, man up.
Hugs are beautiful.
Grow some hair in your hands.
No.
What's the answer?
The answer is 77% of men say they're in desperate need of a new wardrobe. They wear the same things. All the jocks have got holes in. Pants are just worn.
Holes in your socks. Holes in your jocks. Do you got holes in your socks and jocks?
How else do I get me legs in them? What?
Hey, I can imagine you with the hole in your big toe and your socket just sticking out. Ew.
You and your pervy thoughts.
Missed the show? No biggie. We've rolled up all the best bits.
This is iMornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
I can see emails still coming in left, right and centre for Boobalicious and investors, Una.
Yeah, I'm telling you, we're going to be millionaires. Milkinaires.
Just milking it.
Milking it.
We had a hill I'd die on, which really did divide us. And I think most people were on your side. There was one or two who were on my side.
Because I'm right and you're wrong.
What was the hill I'd die on again?
You should allow your dog sleep in the bed with you.
It's Cooper and Una. Tuesdays is the hill I'll die on. Get ready to join in this debate on 087 110 207. This is over to you, Mrs. This is absolutely madness.
This is something I feel very strongly about, so I'm just going to say it.
Your bedroom activities.
Dogs should be allowed to sleep in the bed with you. Because I will put my case to you. It's a beautiful experience. It's a wonderful bonding experience. Your doggy feels so warm and safe and snuggly, like a furry little hot water bottle right beside you. It's such a gorgeous feeling then when, you know, the doggy snuggles up to you, yeah? And when they're dreaming and their little paws are going because they're dreaming that they're running, and then they have the tiny little dream barks. And then you pull the bedclothes off and they smell like popcorn and love. Ugh. Guaranteed unconditional love, Cooper. No awkward morning chat required. No worrying about your morning breath or panda eyes. It's just paws and love, man. Ooh, paws and love. I could open a doggy hotel called Paws and Love.
Sounds like a movie that is only available. Anyway.
I think that's lovely. Paws and Love. So that is my case.
And is that the hill you'll die on?
That's the hill I'll die on.
No! Okay, 087 110 207. So the opening few lines on that, if you'd like to just repeat it, the beautiful part.
It's a beautiful experience. It's a wonderful bonding experience. Your dog feels.
This sounds like Donald Trump wrote it for you.
It's a beautiful experience.
It's wonderful. There's no other experience like it. There's a lot of people talking about having dogs. They're beautiful. B-E-A-U-T, whatever way you want to spell it. Nobody knows.
But it is.
The word is made up. It's
listen,
fake.
Stop, Donald. It is a beautiful experience.
Okay.
It's so gorgeous, and then they snuggle into your neck and it's right. Like... Arr.
You've had your say. Arr. You've had your say.
Okay, you go on then.
087-110-207. Disrupted sleep. So basically, dogs can be restless sleepers, moving around, waking up during the night, which can disturb your sleep, which affects me, because when you don't get a good night's sleep, you're cranky.
Who, me?
Yeah.
That affects you. How selfish you are.
Sorry.
How selfish you are. I was thinking about you. What about me and Lizzie?
Listeners hate it when you're cranky as well.
I'm never cranky.
Also, dogs can carry allergies like dust and pollen, which can exacerbate allergies in asthma. So if you have asthma or even mild asthma, it can trigger that as well.
I don't have asthma.
All right, there you go. Health risks with potential risks of zoonotic diseases and parasites.
Oh,
being transmitted to dogs from humans to co-sleeping.
You just said being transmitted to humans from dogs.
Yeah, parasites and stuff.
What kind of parasites?
Ones that go in.
No, you don't. If you've wormed your dogs, you're fine.
Yeah, when was the last time you wormed your dog?
Missy gets wormed every couple of months.
Missy doesn't need worming. She's perfect.
And also, they take away too much space and they disrupt your sleep. So that's a hill on
that. Absolutely not. I didn't know.
Dogs are not for your bed.
No, come on.
Yeah.
They are for the bed.
087-110-207. What are you saying this morning? The hill I'll die on this morning is Una's statement, which is this.
You should let your dog sleep in the bed with you. Don't look at me like that.
I'm not saying anything. I'm just let everyone else judge you.
No one's judging me. People are all like, yeah, Una, my dog sleeps in the bed with me too. We love it.
I had my say.
It's all love.
Lynn, what are you saying?
Absolutely, Una. My dog sleeps on my bed with me. She's a little cocker spaniel. Sometimes she sleeps. She puts her head on my neck and just goes to sleep. Yeah. And my cat sleeps on my legs.
What?
So nice and warm, toasty, happy bunch. Yeah, absolutely.
What's they say about that?
Gorgeous. I love this.
Cat on the legs.
They're so much love in one room.
There's way too much going on in there now. It's like a zoo.
Huh?
Yeah, you don't... Yeah,
that's brilliant. It's amazing that the cat and dog get on and everything and everyone is fine in the bed together and there's no jealousy or anything like that.
What about...
You know, the three of them are just like...
A little pet hamster or a pet rat. Would you let that sleep in the bed with you?
Oh, my God.
How's it going, Connor?
I got her.
That was the funniest reaction. My God. So, Connor, whose side are you on of this? Dog in the bed or dog out of the bed?
Oh, dog absolutely out of bed. Oh, my God. No, absolute way.
And do you have a dog?
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay.
He has his home. He has his own spot, own bed. That's it. That's as far as it goes. He's treated some days better than me. But absolutely, in the bed, no. He'd be rehomed. No. Oh, yeah. I'm shocked.
Connor, maybe I'm detecting a little hint of the green-eyed monster here. Now, are you worried your missus loves your doggy more than you and that's why you don't want him in the bed?
Now, Una, you can't throw stones. I mean, where were you when you were supposed to be climbing that mountain?
Oh!
Keep going, Connor.
No, don't, Connor. Connor, now that's the, we have done. Listen, now, we are finished with the mountain.
Walking up the streets in Avon wasn't good enough for you. We have to come up with something else.
No, hey, I went. Okay, context. Context on this.
Very quickly, I'm going to bring this into. Thank you, Connor from Cavan.
Connor.
Meath be carrying the football. Una said she climbed Kirkpatrick. She didn't. She went to Crow Park instead. And her punishment was to walk around Navan ringing a bell of shame. As she did that, then everybody praised her for being so brave.
And don't you be changing the subject on me.
you're not down with having a dog in the bed. All right, Connor, listen, have an amazing day. Keep renewing the energy, buddy, all right?
That'll do.
There's Connor. Good luck. Good
all
luck,
right,
good
087-1102-107. Dogs in the bed or out of the bed. It's your call. Who do you want to have on your bed, which is some furry fella or somebody hairy? Do you know what I'm saying?
A little from column A, a little from column B.
Has anybody got Hosier's number? Okay, the hill I'll die on, Una. This is the fact that you put out there, and it's absolutely disgusting and scarily enough, the majority is way against me and agreeing with you.
Because I'm right and you're wrong. Dogs should be allowed to sleep in the bed with you.
Now, I love my dogs, yeah?
Do you really, though?
Of course I do.
You don't let them in the bed with you?
No.
No.
No. They're out in the farm rolling around in dog poop. You saw Dodger the other day because he's got a cone of shame on him.
Oh, he does, yeah, the creepy.
Yeah, you came into the kitchen, you're just like, look at this poor little girl.
Yeah.
The cone of shame.
You need to shower them then if they're mucky.
He went out and he was sniffing cow poop, and because the cone of shame was on, when he lifted his head up and actually scooped it. I'm like, dude, come on, man. I'm his best friend, though, because I give him ear scratches while he's got the cone of shame on, because he can't. Yeah, it's cool. So, but I'm not bringing them up into my bed with the cow poop all over them. That's what I'm saying.
Well, that's fair enough. See, my dog is keen.
It is not.
It is.
I know it's not going to sleep for the night, but if my daughter goes down for a nap in the middle of the day, she has an albino gecko, and he goes with her too.
A gecko?
Is that a lizard?
A little gammy gecko, yeah.
Would you bring the gecko into the bed, though?
Why not?
Do you know what? Why not? Let the gecko in, too.
Geckos like to go into dark, cool places. So if they find something dark and cool under the sheets, you know what I mean? Like, in the shade of the coolness.
Okay, I'm just looking for a gecko now. And look, they're awful cute.
I have a lot of respect for an animal that can clean its own eye with its tongue. Do you know what I mean?
Well, dogs can clean stuff as well.
Yeah, and there they
Why
are.
Why don't you have respect for them?
Yeah, they're cleaning themselves and kissing you in bed with that same mouth.
They don't kiss you with that same mouth.
All right.
So the way I see it is there's two types of people who own dogs.
Yeah.
One is the like of me and Una who... treat them as part of the family, have them in the bed, you know, share dinner with them, you know, they're part of the family, they're part of our life. They get entwined in every part of it. The other side is the people that get dogs who don't really love them and see them as their family and as their babies, the way myself and Una would. But it's certainly not for the love of the little floss. You know?
Oh, that's so cute.
No, I disagree. Like, just because you don't bring your dog into your bedroom and into your actual bed...
They're not your family, are they?
Does not mean...
No, you don't have the love of the fluff.
I got plenty of love and fluff.
You absolute loser. Oh my God. Why'd you have to twist everything?
You're on iMornings
with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
All the crack crammed into one bite.
And we got a conclusion to that was most people will sleep in the bed with a dog. But even gammy geckos as well.
Even geckos, yeah. That's some cute. People sleep with their cat, dog, geckos, man. Or I don't know. There could be like a python in a cage beside them, whatever. Whatever you're into.
Take it out of the cage. Let it sleep in the bed beside you.
I wouldn't be doing that with a python because they could, you know.
Pythons need love as well, Una.
Oh, they do. You don't need to worry about having a python anyway, let me tell you.
I don't know what that means, but you find it funny.
I do.
I'll tell you what else I find funny is your determination to try and get tickets and to try and get into Croke Park this weekend to see Oasis.
It's a big deal this weekend. It's the lead up to one of the biggest music events in history, really. Like, is there a bigger event than the Gallagher brothers getting back together?
Nope.
And coming to Dublin, selling out two dates in Croke Park, Saturday and Sunday. And literally...
You think they'll announce the Monday as well?
You think? No. it would be nice if they did. Listen, myself and Una have been doing our damnedest to get tickets from the first day. It was like a press meeting on the kitchen table in our house. It was like every computer was open,
yeah.
All the iPads were open, and literally nobody got tickets in our house.
Same
for Oasis. And then you're hearing people saying, "Oh my God, I can't wait to hear the big song."
Oh, that's an injustice.
So do you know what? I've been holding out. I've been not taking any bookings for this weekend, and we wanted to go away one more time, you know, maybe get a weekend away with the family. We actually had kind of penciled in this weekend as well, but I was like, actually, do you know what, I'm just going to hold out for Oasis tickets. And then when it got to Sunday, I got a WhatsApp from a guy who's like, listen, I'm looking for a DJ in Tuam, can you play? And I'm like, do you know what, yeah, I'm not getting Oasis tickets. So I've
admitted. You see, this is the difference between me and you, my friend. You are a defeatist, whereas I am a manifester. Right?
Yeah.
So I'm desperate also.
You are.
So I won't give up. So I'm hoping to bring... Okay, I can't get tickets, obviously. So I'm hoping to bring an ice cream van into Croke Park.
Oh, you were talking about this yesterday.
Yeah, and I'm going to change all the jingles to Oasis things like, you know, we're all part of an ice cream van. You know, instead of master plan and the story, Knickerbocker glory. And that's my way into Croke Park. And you said you have someone lined up.
Yeah.
That is going to help me with an ice cream van.
Una, I found you an ice cream van. You ready to call him?
Let's do it.
All right, go for it. Don't mess it up.
Hello.
Is this Tom?
Yes, speaking. How are you?
Hi, Tom. Listen, this is Una from my radio. How are you keeping?
Ah, Una, how are you getting on? I heard that you're after my ice cream van.
I am after your ice cream van. Is there an ice cream van going that I could perhaps borrow?
Well, depending on what you're using it for. Like, I've been having a couple of messages. People are like, "Is it by radio? They're looking for an ice cream van." I have one. You're happy to use it as long as it's nothing dodgy. I assume that it's nothing weird.
There's nothing dodgy about me. Listen, it's just I'm actually planning on bringing it to Croke Park in and around Jones's Road for the Oasis gigs. Because, you see, I can't get a ticket. I've tried everything. I can't get a ticket. So I just reckon if I go in with my ice cream van that I can just sell ice creams and I can hear the gig.
Right.
I've actually got ideas as well for like little Oasis jingles that will go out. I'll have to talk to you about that, about how I change the jingle.
Okay, yeah. You might be getting a little bit ahead of yourself here a minute, because you know that they already have like food vendors in the stadium and they have licenses and so,
do they have ice creams, Tom? I don't think they have an ice cream van.
Well, you have to apply for these permits like months in advance. They have contracts and everything. You can't just rock up. You're not even going to get down the main road there.
But I mean, it's a free country. All I'll be doing is drive my ice cream van, park it up somewhere, give out some ice creams.
I wonder, have you heard of the guards?
The guards. Don't worry about them. I'll sort them out.
I don't think you're going to get anywhere even close to Drumcondra with the ice cream van. I'd love to help you, but...
What about if I give the guards free ice cream? They might just let me stay there for...
Well, that's bribery, which is going to get you into more trouble.
Ah, sure, look at brown envelope and ice cream. What's the difference? So what are you saying? That like, I'm not going to be able to use your ice cream van to get into Oasis.
You're not going to get anywhere near Dublin with that ice cream van, I'm afraid. You've got to get permits, you've got to get licenses. God. I'll give you a free 99 though. How about that?
A free 99.
Strawberry sauce as well. I'll give you a double count.
That's really disappointing now. Back to the drawing board. All right, listen, Tom. Indeed. Thanks for getting in touch. Bye. Take
Bye-bye.
Care. Yeah, thanks for nothing.
Well, listen, come here, you tried. We tried to get tickets, we tried the resale, and we tried getting an ice cream van as a vendor going into Crow Park, which is like, I suppose, just submit defeat with this one.
Hey! I have another idea.
Can you not just put it to bed?
This is going
to,
no, this is definitely going to get me in. It's a brainwave, right? I'll tell you in a few minutes.
Okay. If you could just see what I'm looking at the moment.
Oh, you're lucky. And you better watch the way you speak to me, buddy. Huh?
All right. Just if you've literally just joined us, to fill you in, myself and Una have been trying to get Oasis tickets. It's not happening. We can't. Unfortunately, just because we work in radio, you just don't get tickets for concerts, especially Oasis tickets. They are like actual platinum dust,
yep.
Gold dust, whatever the hell you want to call it. We've tried online. We've tried the resale tickets. Una tried to just convince a man who has an ice cream van, could she take his ice cream van and drive it into Crow Park and sell ice cream? Even though I don't think he had any intention of selling ice cream. I thought you're just going to drive it in, hop out while it's still moving. But he's like, no.
Oh, so boring. Why you need like a license or a permit or something, yawn like that. Okay, fine.
Can you please describe how you're dressed?
Okay, so I'm getting into character, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I am becoming a guard of Shikaloni,
oh,
right?
God.
Just call me Officer Una, right?
Officer Una.
So I'm currently wearing a Garda Shikaloni hat and a high vis vest. Who will question a woman in a Garda hat and a high vis vest? I'm just going to walk on down Jones's Road. I'm going to strut up the steps and I am going to see Oasis.
We're confident. I think this is a brilliant idea.
Yeah.
Except you can't do it, Una. You can't. It's against the law. And also...
Oh, come on. I'm not doing it. Like, it's not a crime. It's just a bit of crack.
Oh, no, it is. It's a crime against the state. Like, look at
against the state. Okay, safety, Steve. All right, calm down.
Like, it's not a bit of crack if everybody knows that you're like messing, but like you're going in as a guard.
I'm even going to get a badge and everything.
Your badge on your hat that you think is a Garda hat says special police.
Yeah, special police, because that's it. Yeah, exactly.
You need to change that badge. No, you cannot. No, I can't allow you to go do this. You will end up in the back of a paddy wagon.
Is any guards listening? Is it a crime to impersonate a guard? Or listen, will you just leave me in? I can hang out with you or whatever for a while. No, all I need is a clipboard and then I'm golden.
I know.
Golden.
Clipboard, radio, lanyard.
I've got the twins walkie-talkies.
There you go.
I'm all set.
Una, just admit, this is
Oasis.
Not going to happen.
Yeah.
No, what? It's not going to happen. You're not going to Oasis. Admit it. Maybe come to
Never.
Chew with me at the weekend to my gigs. And
I'm not going to chew with you.
I'll play you an Oasis song on it.
I'm going to Croke Park. I'm all set. I'm just going to ring up and ask the Gardaí if they mind.
Special police.
Yeah, so I can just hang out with them for a while.
Any guards want to come on and arrest Una? No problem. She's currently sitting in the studio pretending to be an actual guard.
Do you want me to practice?
112107. No, because the only kind of practicing that you're thinking, and the way you're dressed at the moment is like a different type of practicing.
Yeah. Hey!
You were dressed like a stripper, Una, admit it.
Oh, yeah, because I got me handcuffs and me bat on. Listen.
Is that what's in your pocket? No.
Step out of the vehicle.
Okay, so Una is dressed in some weird kind of Garda uniform.
I have a high vis vest and a Garda hat on because I'm going to impersonate a Garda Shikaloni and I'm going to strut in Drumcondra down Jones's Road and into Croke Park to see Oasis. Minus the ticket.
It's not going to work. You don't look like a guard. You look like a stripper at a building site. It says special for police on your hat, Una. Not even guard. And it's like an old 1950s shape hat. It's wrong. It's wrong. They wear baseball caps
but
now.
But who's going to notice? They're not going to pay that much attention to what's on my hat.
They might find it so funny that they'd roll on the floor laughing so hard that their hats fall off
not
and you can just
at all.
Walk by
I'd be
them.
Hanging out with all of them.
Sure.
It'd be cool.
Okay, so I did say to you that is it an offence against the state to pretend and impersonate a guard?
Boring.
Well, do you want the facts here?
Go on.
So the initial fine is €625 and a prison sentence of 12 months. And then on conviction, it is a term not exceeding 5 years and a fine not exceeding €50,000. So I have a copy of the Irish statute book here if you would like to have a read through it, or are you busy?
Okay, you know what? I'm actually dressing up as a stripper on a building site. It's not the guard.
So you're not going into Oasis dressed as a guard?
No, not a second.
What?
I have something else. I have one more idea, and this is big. And if I pull this off, I know I can clinch it. I'll tell you.
You're going to be clinching something if you end up in the prison, and the only thing you need to pull off right now is that hat. Good luck. We have been trying to get, Una's been trying to get into Crow Park this weekend for Oasis, and she's just not letting go. I've given up. And you did try and get a loan of an ice cream van earlier on. We called.
Yeah, I thought I could just, you know, head down Jones's Road in my ice cream van and sell an ice cream.
He's like, you're dreaming.
It's not going to work. Apparently you need a permit and a license or some boring stuff like that.
And then you decided that you are after dressing up as some sort of guard.
Yeah, so I'm dressed as a guard and a high-vis vest. So I thought that this was an impeccable outfit, that this was unbreakable, like I was going to get into Croke Park. I just had to strut with confidence. Yeah. How's it going? Well, step out of the vehicle. Do you know what I mean? Pretend, like, you know, be all guard, the Shikaloni like.
Yeah.
But apparently they'll throw you in jail for impersonating a guard. So
stop. What? People, they know where we are, Una. They will come and get you.
I'm not doing anything.
You're taking it. I'm sorry.
I'm not. No,
sorry.
I love the guards. They're my best friends. Anyway.
Lorraine has an idea. Good morning, Lorraine.
Hi, Lorraine.
Good morning. How are you?
I think all the best ideas come out of Offaly. Come on. Here we go.
We'll follow you.
Yeah, well, I don't want to see Una get arrested, but that would be fun, though. It would be good crack.
It would be.
But I was just thinking, I heard about a guy in England. He did it. He just put on the high vis and had a bag with him and pretended he was a litter picker. So he just went around, walked straight in to the Oasis concert, and there's even pictures of him there at the Oasis concert in his high vis with his
sister. Genius. Lorraine, this is genius. I mean, I have the high vis vest.
Yes.
Cooper, I'm sure you have a litter picker upper because you just look like the type of man who was a litter picker upper.
Yes. Yes, I have many.
Okay, so right, I just litter pick my way into Croke Park.
Keep picking, just keep going and say sorry, could you get out of my way please, sir, until you get to the top. Go circle, even go big.
Yeah.
Go big or go home.
Do you want to come with me? Two of us.
I wouldn't probably go see them in my back garden though, so I'm not really a big fan of Oasis, but there you go.
Okay, fair dues.
Well,
fair enough.
You're
able
to admit that and you haven't taken a ticket and just gone just for the crack.
No, I wouldn't do that. But no, I do like them, but I wouldn't, do you know what I mean? I wouldn't take it away from a true fan.
You wouldn't go litter picking with me for them?
Well, I might. If I got you in, I might.
Right, okay. Let's talk after the show. Come up with a plan. The two of us could be...
It's not pricey if someone's going in with equipment and going in the back of the van, because someone offered that for me once for electric picnic. I was like, no, I'm a bit too old now to go in the back of a van.
What? But you're never too old to go in the back of a van. That's the best way to go in.
I'd be afraid to get caught. Maybe in my old younger days I would have chanced it. But yeah, no, try the litter picking.
All right. Yeah, this is genius. Did your man get caught litter picking, though?
I don't think you'll get as big a fine as you would for impersonating a guard.
I know, apparently they throw you in jail for that.
I know, you can't even impersonate a guard anymore.
Mine is crap. Like, what if it's Halloween guards and I get dressed up, huh?
Yeah.
What about that? You're going to throw me in the slammer when it's Halloween?
All right.
I probably will.
Okay, Lorraine, thank you so much for bringing this idea. We're going to see if we can, maybe yourself and Una can head up to Crocker this weekend dressed as litter pickers. It'll suit you. Even though you've never done a tap of litter picking in your life.
Missed the show? No biggie. We've rolled up all the best bits.
This is iMornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
Una's still laughing from something
you
mentioned earlier.
Oh, no, we're not rolling, are we?
Oh, we're rolling.
Take that bit out.
Go on, Martin, what did you say?
No, I'm going to pee my pants. I'm actually going to pee my pants. I swear to God, stop talking about pythons.
Hey, before we have a listen to Truth or Trash, I want to tell you about something that happened to me last night. You're just holding on, never dear life. So, you know the way the weather's been really, really nice? Oh, she's sitting down.
I had to sit down. Go on.
So, the weather's been really nice. And we decided, right, I'm going to get the cushions on the patio furniture, yeah?
You're going, ooh.
get the cushions on the patio furniture.
Otherwise, she's just sitting on the, you know, the plastic bit and just like a little bit of comfort on,
okay.
The, on the touch.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I went over to, we have a box in the garden that you keep the patio furniture cushions in, and I opened it up and I'm like, oh no. I went back into the kitchen. I'm like, bad news. We got to burn everything in that. And they're like, what's going on? It looked like there was rat poo all over the patio furniture.
Oh, dirty rat. You got a ratatouille in the gaff.
So, do you know what? Do you remember as a kid, you got excited and if a dog came into the playground?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Basically, it was like that in my house. Everybody stood up and ran out the back to have a look at the rat poo. I'm like, what's wrong God. With you guys? So straight away, Lisa, my wife, was just like, there's no rat here. And I'm like, why? Why? How do you know without even looking? She goes, I can't smell it. Can't smell a rat.
Yeah, you see, you can always sniff a dirty rat out.
You dirty rat. Yeah, so apparently, Lisa was like, oh, no, that's snail poo.
Snail poo?
Yeah, poo off of snails.
Okay, it must have been tiny, was it?
Bigger than mouse poo and around the same size as rat poo, but it looks like kind of like sandworms.
What do snails even eat?
Everything in our bloody garden.
Oh,
all the veg,
good.
Yeah. No, not very
no,
good.
It is. You're providing food for the snails, which is brilliant. It's really kind of you.
No, we're providing food for us.
And the snails.
Not for them to be eating us.
High five. No wonder the snails felt comfortable enough to poop on your garden.
Anyway, here's truth or trash.
Truth or trash. It's all about facts. Bring them to the table. We're trying to convince each other that our facts are real. And
we're missing Donal.
It's Donal here. It's Donal here.
Donal. Oh. Do this at the same time every day. Every day, Donal.
Okay, you ready, Una?
Here. Yeah, you go for it.
I'm going to go first.
I'm going to go first, yeah.
Okay. So my fact for
oh,
you...
he's there. Look.
Oh, there.
Oh, nice of you to show up.
There he is now.
I was just topping up my coffee, yeah.
Oh, very good.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You're looking
so different. I'm happy, so that's good, yeah.
Well, just get yourself a coffee.
Have you got a fact for us?
I do have a fact, yeah. Why, did you want me to go first as
yeah,
usual?
Yeah.
Okay. My fact is lobsters are also known as elephant prawns because the habit of holding on to the tail of their friend as they march.
Oh.
Lobster.
Elephant prawns.
Elephant prawn.
Lobsters are known as elephant prawns.
Yeah.
Elephant prawns. I've never heard that.
I also have never heard it.
I'm going to say, for it, and for that reason, I'm saying trash.
And that reason alone.
Are you going to lock that in?
I'm locking it in.
It's locked in. I'm going to say, I've never heard it, but I don't know everything. I'm not David Attenborough.
No.
I say true. Sure, why not? Lock it in.
It is true.
Hey.
They look like elephants going round, all holding the tails and walking off as mates under the sea on the seafloor.
Yeah. That's cute.
Elephant prawns.
That is very cute.
Love prawns.
Same, yeah.
Okay, are you ready?
Yeah.
So for Oasis this weekend in Croke Park, to make sure that the new generation of fans know all the lyrics, they are actually putting the lyrics up on the big screen in Croke Park.
That is the biggest pile of trash I have ever heard in my life. As if Liam and Noel would allow that.
They have to, because of all the new fans that only know Wonderwall, they need to know, like, you know, the other songs.
Well, no, they should have done a better job of screening the fans then.
So you could get a ticket.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because of the Gallagher brothers and them, they wouldn't have
they
the lyrics.
They would not
up on the
allow
screen.
That.
No,
yeah,
I think if you look at the little details on your ticket, oh no, you don't have one.
Neither do you.
But it does say on the ticket, said,
it does not.
This is a sing along concert. And so, like, when the lyrics come up, there's going to be a little ball that bounces along.
Like karaoke machine.
Maybe.
That is trash, my friend.
Sorry, I don't know if anybody hear the burp. I just made myself burp. Okay. Lock it in. You're saying trash?
Trash.
All right. It is true.
It is so trash.
It's trash.
It's trash.
It's trash. Yes, it's trash. I made it up, but that would be fun.
It will. Okay. A recent survey found people who share their bed with their dog tend to report higher levels of empathy, stronger emotional bonds, and even greater life satisfaction. Participants were also rated by others as warmer, more approachable, and interestingly, more attractive than those who exile dogs from their bed.
And a little bit more itchy.
No, there was nothing mentioned about any itchiness.
I saw a similar fact of those who spend time with their partner in bed. That is a similar outcome. Not with the pets, though.
What do you mean? What is the fact?
I saw a similar thing of people, if they spend time cuddling the partners in the evening in bed, going to sleep, they end up having more empathy and things like that.
Okay. Well, this now, Donal, is with the doggies.
Yeah, I heard what you said.
Higher levels of empathy, stronger emotional bonds, and even greater life satisfaction.
I'm just going to say true, because no matter what we say, you're saying it's true anyway.
Yeah. It could be.
It's true. More attractive than those who exile dogs from their bed. That's what I'm taking out of that.
We have just got a message in saying, where is the fact on elephant prawns? Una won that one. Somebody's done extensive research on Google and screenshotted and sent in a load of things there, so nobody can and nobody recognises elephant prawn according to the researchers.
I'll go back to my wildlife website.
You've got to go back to your wildlife website. Okay.
Don't forget to follow, rate and roll again tomorrow.
Cooper and Una live weekday mornings from 7 on iRadio.
I'm not going to lie to you. Una's literally left now because she was laughing so much that she's had to go and pee. So anyway, listen, thank you so much for listening to our podcast and to our show. Check it out weekday morning, 7 to 10 a.m. And make sure you hit subscribe and follow and you'll be notified when there's a new episode uploaded. All right, thanks for hanging out. And I suppose you go and have a coffee now.